If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone.
7 personal hygiene rules you break every day. From a very early age, we are taught that personal hygiene is something super important. Brushing your teeth and washing your hair are some of the basic things you do every day. Are you sure you are doing them the proper way, though? You will be surprised to know you are most likely doing them wrong. Make sure you avoid the following self-care mistakes unless you want to harm your health. 7. Covering your mouth with your hand when coughing or sneezing. Covering your mouth when coughing or sneezing in public is your most natural reaction. You do it not to seem rude to others, and as you think, to protect them from catching your bacteria. It turns out that in fact by doing so, we help the germs from our hand to get on our faces. It results in eruptions, reddening, and other not so delightful consequences. It is particularly dangerous with infectious diseases because rubbing your eyes with your hand could be the reason of eyelid inflammation. How to do it right? Make sure to always have a tissue, preferably a disposable paper one, on you. When you are about to cough or sneeze, cover your mouth with it. If you don't have one, cover your mouth with your elbow crease. The main thing is not to use your hand. 6. Clipping your fingernails. Many of us prefer to get our nails done by a professional. It is quick, safe, and works every time. Plus, you can discuss all the latest news with your nail lady. However, sometimes we don't have time or money or are just too lazy to get out of the house. This is when we take our clippers out. If you can relate to this situation, we have news for you. Clipping is bad for your nails. The nail plate is made up of flakes piled onto each other like tiles. Using clippers deforms the structure of your nails. As a result, they start peeling and breaking. How to do it right? Use a nail file instead of clippers. It works just fine unless your nails are long. If that's the case, clip the nails longer than you want them to be, and then shape them as you wish using a file. 5. Lining your lower lashes on the inside. Can't you imagine finishing your makeup routine without using an eye pencil or a liquid liner? While they do make your eyes look big, they can also cause them some serious trouble. The tip of your pencil, and especially the brush of a liquid liner, harbors bacteria. They can cause serious infection if they find their way to the eye mucosa. Tears will make it even worse because when they mix with your eyeliner, they create perfect conditions for more bacteria to be born. How to do it right? Use eyeshadows to accent your lower lid. Be careful and apply them some distance away from the growth line of your eyelashes. We promise your eyes will look just as good and will thank you with sparkles. 4. Picking your nose. As unattractive as it looks, we still keep doing it. We are sure you know picking your nose in public is bad manners, but perhaps you didn't know that it is bad for your health, too. Your fingers are home to germs that may cause an infection if they get inside your nose. It is especially dangerous if you have a blocked nose. An infection can spread from the nasal cavity to the sinuses and lead to sinusitis. How to do it right? Wash your nose by drawing water from your palm with your left and right nostril alternately. Or, better yet, use a special device. You can order one online. Just try not to laugh too hard at the way they look like. 3. Washing with shower gel every day. They make us smell like strawberries, chocolate souffle, and caramel. They promise super smooth skin and young looks. Believe it or not, shower gels are not that great for our skin when used every day. Our skin is inhabited by beneficial bacteria that protect it from infections and keep it naturally hydrated. Daily use of shower gel destroys this barrier. The body becomes more susceptible to various diseases, and the skin becomes drier, which can lead to eczema. How to do it right? Only use soap and gel every day on your hands, armpits, and the area below the belt. Other parts of your body can get by with using gel every other day. 2. Using too much toothpaste. We all want to have fresh breath and a pearly white smile. To achieve this goal, we experiment with toothpaste, and when we find the right one, we use it generously. We have news for you. The more the better rule does not work every time. Too much toothpaste on the brush makes the bristles glide over the teeth instead of cleaning them, which greatly lowers the quality of brushing. How to do it right? A pea-sized ball of toothpaste is just the right amount for adults. A rice grain is enough for kids. 1. Using too much hair balm. Have you ever imagined yourself in a hair balm commercial? You swing your hair, and people start turning around to stare at you. Add some background music. Too dreamy. Hair balms promise you the hair of your dreams. But we don't think you dream of dirty hair, do you? Hair balms have a dense texture due to silicones and other components whose purpose is to make hair smooth and shiny. With too much balm applied, hair quickly becomes dirty. If the lip balm gets on the scalp, the pores get clogged, which leads to even more greasiness and poor hair growth. How to do it right? The optimal amount of hair balm is a drop the size of a small coin. You should only apply it to dry and split ends.